Hello and welcome to our summer bonus. Yeah. It's Emma and Tom here from Emma and Tom Talk Teaching with our usual kind of summer offering to let you know that we're still here.
We're still here. In a very real sense, we're still here, sitting in the absolute detritus of a week of temporary studio recording. It's a bit of a mess in here.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit of a wasteland, isn't it? But we're here to just do our usual reflecting back on the season that has just come to a close. Well, not just, it came to a close back in June, didn't it?
June, yes.
And to look ahead, because we've been very good. We've recorded a few episodes already for the new season. So we might give some hints as to what you might want to look out for in September. And we'll let you know when you can expect that first episode of the new season to drop. So, Tom, what were your highlights of last season?
I had a nice time hopping on the back of that ITN report about phonics that came out in September. It's not one of our numbered episodes, actually. It dropped in a gap. We were rather taken with that news report.
Yeah, you did a really good job as well of capturing the zeitgeist in that particular moment. I remember you very excitedly sort of messaging me going, I think I'm going to do this. Are you all right? Because like I was embroiled in something else at the time.
All day.
That was it. I was teaching. Mm-hmm. You were like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go down to a school and I'm going to... And you played around. You were a bit creative with the format. I liked it.
Yeah,
and
it was fun. Sorry not to have you, though. Stuck in a classroom. But
you had
fun.
Gareth Rain instead, who did an excellent job.
Yes, and it was interesting because that was the first time a big news organisation had really dug into some of the stuff around the Welsh education system and actually sort of properly dug. And I did get in touch with a journalist, and it turns out his wife was a primary school teacher until recently, so he was interested in that stuff. So we had a little bit of fun with that. I think the thing that I was most interested about with that episode about reading and phonics was how many people didn't want to come on.
Yes, that's always very telling, isn't it?
There's a lot of, it's the reading wars, they call it. Yes. There's a lot of very entrenched opinions. And there were people who were willing to speak to me or kind of message me and sort of put me in the picture about stuff, but they were not willing to come on and speak. And that was interesting.
They wished to remain anonymous.
They did.
But not Gareth Rain, to his credit. No. He gave, in fact, I bought the book that he recommended by Christopher Such that he recommended in that podcast episode. So if you haven't had a listen to that one, it's well worth going back and having a listen. We've had a real range this year. I really like it when we get school colleagues on the podcast. And something that has become, well, it's one of those things in education that I think is probably always going to be a national priority. But we had Kelly Bubbins from Willows High School in Cardiff come on to talk about their whole school behaviour policy. And, you know, behaviour is certainly something that our student teachers are quite worried about and concerned about when they join the programme. But Kelly did an excellent job of, and I think is a perfect example of a senior leader in a school who's worked with, you know, everybody, not just the senior leaders, the teachers, the parents, the carers, you know, the whole community, to really kind of understand the community that they serve before making whole school policy decisions that will have major ramifications and of a particular importance for the kids that go to Willows, you know, the outcomes of those kids. She was able to sort of give us that backstory. She was able to explain with so much detail and clear-minded justification as to why they do things the way they do at Willows.
Yes, I'm going to hand the podcast Travel Award to Dr. Rachel Shanks, who came all the way from Aberdeen. Her episode was great. I don't want to minimise the episode itself, which was all about school uniform policies, which was quite an interesting thing. Sounded like it was going to be really niche when we started and ended up encompassing absolutely everything. You know, school uniform is a much bigger policy deal than we think it is. But shout out to Dr. Rachel Shanks, who got on the train from Aberdeen to join us in the studio in person after I'd just asked her if she'd like to join us down the line. So massive thumbs up, Rachel, for that.
Yeah, and that was a really interesting episode. You know, one that I hadn't thought about in the sort of depth and detail that her research was able to sort of bring to the fore. So that was excellent. And lastly, I'd like to sort of give a shout out to the people who joined us on the podcast who were really geeking out about subject in their episodes. We had Dr. Fiona Heath Diffie, who was talking about primary teachers and physical literacy with regard to her PhD. We've added another episode to our sort of growing suite of episodes about your subject in the curriculum. And we had Richard West from Stanwell School in Penarth in South Wales come on to talk about the nature of physics in education. I particularly love hearing people get really geeky about their subject.
Yeah, it feels like subject is starting to come up the agenda, particularly here in Wales at the moment. I mean, you know, you can argue whether or not it ever came off the agenda. You can argue whether or not, you know, this stuff got slightly downgraded, probably never deliberately, but maybe by just by the sort of mood music around the way Curriculum for Wales sort of came in, I think. And I think people have started to realise it needs to come up the agenda. And so when we look forward to next year, that is going to make an appearance again. We've got some more nature of subject stuff coming up.
Yes.
We've got some nice things, haven't we, on that?
We do. And we were sort of aware that our episode that's gotten quite old now about becoming a teacher. Obviously, we've also had an episode, a big episode this year, about the recruitment and retention crisis with Professor David Egan this year. And, you know, with that in mind, we have recorded a much more up-to-date episode with a new colleague within the Cardiff Partnership in Cardiff Met, which is coming out. Gosh, Tom, I'm going to have to turn to you now. This is going to be our first episode, isn't it, of the next season?
Yes, that sound you heard earlier in the background was me tripping over a big pile of paper as I grabbed the list for next year. 5th of September, so you want to become a teacher?
There you go. So we've got a few interesting things and maybe another interesting report into an aspect of pupils' curriculum and learning and teaching that is going to have the similar sort of tone to the tone of that literacy report and children's reading report that came out early in last season. So keep your eyes open, subscribe to the podcast if you can, and if you like it, then feel free to leave us some feedback. If you don't, then please don't.
Yeah, you keep your feedback to yourself. And we're going to have a little bit of a personnel announcement now, because you're going to be doing a few other things next year, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a few things that are going to be pulling me away from the podcast and sort of monopolising my time. So we thought it was a good idea to do some damage control so that we can keep the podcast coming to you every fortnight, as is our way. And we've got a really great colleague who's appeared on the podcast again this year and in a previous season, Sian Wickersham, who works predominantly on the PGC primary team here at Cardiff Met, will feature in a number of episodes. I think the first one you'll hear appear on is our October half term special. So, you know, you might find that I sort of drop off about halfway through the season, but I'll be back.
Yes, we're going to gently fade you out over the course of the season. Although it's kind of weird the way we sort of back recordings up in advance, particularly to deal with a very, very busy start of the academic year, means that we're sitting here now about to remove a mic from in front of you for the last time in about a year, I think.
Yes.
But for listeners, you're still going to be in their ears right the way through, I think, way past Christmas. And then you're going to do a sort of elegant fade out in the spring. And then goodness knows when we're going to get you back. But yeah, listeners, just know that I'm going to be bereft for a little while.
But it's not my swan song. So,
no,
you know,
you will be back.
I will be back.
It's just that, listeners, you may not actually notice that Emma's gone for quite some time.
Which makes me quite happy. Okay, well, thanks for sticking with us. And we hope you're having a very restful summer break, recharging your batteries, depending on whether, you know, you're a teacher in the classroom, if you're working in education, or if you just have an interest, whatever you're doing with your summer, we hope you're having a good one. And as Tom said, we'll be back with you in September of this year.